Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hello, and welcome to our first unique episode.
What's so unique about this episode?
Well, today we have a couple of special guests following from our previous episode.
Any information on who they are?
Well, let's just say they're some typical general folks, and that's all you need to know. See you in a sec. Hi, and welcome back. First of all, I'd like to apologize due to one of our co-hosts not being on the episode, Niz. Unfortunately, he's come down with some flu or illness.
COVID.
Let's not say that.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah,
he's not well.
Yeah.
So, well, that's what he told us anyway. He's pulling one of his famous sickies, so we don't know, but we wish him a speedy recovery either way.
Yep, most definitely. Well, anyway, we have two special guests in our studio, and that is Mr. Abdul or Uncle Abdul.
It's okay, Putter, call me anything you like, Mr. or Uncle, I don't care, it's okay.
Chacha Uncle? Chacha Abdul?
Don't call me Chacha Bastard.
Why not?
I'm Mr. Abdul from Leicester.
Okay. I'm sorry. We'll just call you Mr. Abdul from here onwards. Okay? And his son was Abid, is it?
Yeah, that's right. It's Abid.
Well, welcome. We'd like to welcome both of you in our studio here.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Thanks for making the trip up here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, yes. Most definitely.
Yeah. So, well, again, sorry, Saul. Just to let the listeners know, the reason they're up here is because last time we did an episode about first-generation immigrants and second-generation immigrants, which I believe was Niz's episode. It's kind of ironic that he's not here. But anyway, that's by the by. And that's why these... lovely gentlemen with us at the studio today.
Thanks for that, Dims. Well, now that you're in our studio, first of all, Abid, could you give a bit about your background, history?
Well, I'm 16 years old and I'm in college at the moment. I'm studying 3 A levels.
Shut up, bastard. Studying. This bastard play computer all time. I come here 27 years ago. I work in a mill. I own my mill. This bastard no help me. His my oldest son Imran. Oh, he's brilliant. He helped me a lot. He helped me a lot. This bastard no computer game all the time.
Yeah, yeah, okay, whatever.
Thanks for that, Mr. Abdul. Back to Abid. Yeah, could you give us a bit more on what kind of subjects you're doing? Or
I'm covering arts and drama. Mm-hmm. I'm doing home tech.
Bastard want to be Shah Rukh Khan. I tell him, go study, you want to be Shah Rukh Khan.
Well, you like Amitabh Bachchan.
Great actor.
And what's wrong with Shah Rukh Khan?
Bastard Muslim? Not allowed?
Well, I'm going to be the next Shah Rukh Khan. You're right.
We'll see about that.
You can't stop me.
Okay. Right.
This bastard never listened to me, you know. Never. Imran always listened to me. Imran married, happy.
Yeah, happy. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Abdul, could you give us a bit more about information? Because you said you worked in a mill or...
27 years, Putter, I've been working on my own. And Imran thankfully helped me. This bastard on computer all time, want to be actor, want to be like the Goras, you know. But very hard. I come to this country, I have 7 pence in my pocket.
I'm not on the computer all day long.
Oh, you are all the time, every time.
Yeah, that's whenever you turn up. You're not there 24/7.
Right, Abid, are you actually interested in computers, or like what's the deal here? Are you into gaming, or did you say you're into arts?
No, that's he just likes to go around telling people that I play on the computers all the time, but I'm not into gaming. I like my arts, I like drama, I'm creative. I like to express myself.
It's kinda like me. What's the dream? What would you like to be, buddy, when you get a bit older?
Well, I wanna go up on stage, but I'm not sure.
No respect for parent, the bash. No respect.
You don't mind
want to go
watching.
Stage? No respect.
You're always watching Bollywood movies.
Anyway, I work hard in the mill all my life. He doesn't know hard work. Got it easy, kids, today.
That's what he always falls back on. I came here with 7 pence and I've made a mill.
So, Abid, your brother Imran... has he taken any courses or does he do anything other than the family business? And how's your relationship with him?
Yeah, he used to work with my dad at the factory, the mill. And he's done accounting. Not that he enjoys it, but my dad thinks he's so happy. And
great office job, very respectable. I think he'll love it.
Yeah, for you it is, not for him. All you do is go around telling people that, but you don't ask him whether he's enjoying it.
Bastard, he is very happy. I see him every day. I talk to him once a week. He's very happy.
Yeah, you say he's happy. You've not asked him if he's happy. There's a big difference. But then again, he's always just looking to please you anyway. And as I was saying before, my dad rudely interrupted. He's getting on okay. He's not very happy. He's married. He's got kids. But he's just saving face.
Married 2 years ago. This bastard, maybe 2-3 years, you know, I go take him and I get him nice wife. He can't find himself. He think he know, he think he big, computer, Google. He don't. I know better. I'm father. I take this bastard and I take him village, get him beautiful wife.
I have a say in who I want to marry.
Inshallah, this is what I do for him. I do him big favor.
Oh, is that going to straighten me out as well?
Marriage always fix problems, son. You don't know. I know. I know, okay? I'm your dad. You're not my father. I'm your father, okay?
Yeah, it certainly fixed you, didn't it? But yeah, I'm going to have a say in what's going to happen with my life. I've seen what you've done with Imran, and I've seen what you've done with my older brothers and sisters. Not going to happen to me.
Okay. Right, okay, so that sounds intense. What we'll cover the marriage aspect later on. Mr. Abdul, tell us a bit more about your family. You know, we heard that you've got 6 children, is it?
Yes, Putar, I have 6 children.
Okay.
I have 3 daughter and 3 son.
Mm-hmm.
All married, very happy, mashallah. Just this Nakama Abid left. Then my job, my father is done. Soon I marry him, I'm finished. I have he's 16 now and almost 17. Maybe 2-3 years, I take him Pakistan, I get him a nice, beautiful wife.
That's not going to happen.
But that it's going to happen.
Listen, I have a say in who I'm going to get married to, and it's going to have to be from here.
I think we'll, like I said, we'll cover this because he seems to be, we always talk about marriage.
No, Putar, is your name Sol?
Sol.
Okay, Sol, you are married?
Yes, I am.
You listened to your parents?
Yes, I did.
Mashallah, good, very good, very good, son. See, Abid, you be like a Sol. You not be like a Gora.
But,
Was it arranged?
Yes, it was arranged, but not...
See, Dad, there's a difference. He wasn't forced. He was happy to go ahead with
it. But that I arranging your in Pakistan with your cousin, the same thing?
Listen, I'm not a passport for your cousins back there.
How dare you, Batamizin son?
Chill. Well, we'd just like to...
Yeah, chill, Dad.
Inform the listeners that it wasn't a hit towards the sun, it was across the table.
Yeah, it's just hit the
I think we'll need to separate these two guests out.
Yeah,
can Dims, can you
get one of the assistants to Mr. Abdul
to,
to have a cup of tea, coffee, just get a little bit fresh for a bit. We'll take him out for a bit if you don't mind, Mr. Abdul. No, but I don't mind. I want some chai. Thank you.
Okay,
that's brilliant. Abid, you okay there, mate?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. I'm used to this. I've had to put up for it for 16 years, and for 10 of those years, I know what it is.
Sorry to hear that, but okay. Looks like your father's left the building.
Yeah, it's safe to speak now, Abid. Yeah, you can kind of speak openly now, mate.
You okay?
Oh, I always speak openly, which is why he doesn't like it. I guess with the rest of the, with my older brothers and sisters, they've bite their tongues. I don't, because I can see that they're miserable, so there's no point.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a different lifestyle, isn't it? I mean, you guys must understand that here... You are taught to be more self-aware and to ask questions.
Yeah.
Whereas how my father was brought up was, you don't ask questions, you just do.
Yeah, I don't think they like that too much, do they?
No, of course not.
Different viewpoints, innit? Everyone's been brought up differently, so, no, I understand.
It's the environment. I mean, for them, education wasn't really an eye-opener. Here, you're taught how to cook, you're taught how to be independent, ask questions. Well, it's a culture clash, basically.
You're right there.
Yeah, right there. So you're 16 at the moment, so like, what's your future plans? What do you plan to do with your life?
Well, I'm hoping to get a job or an apprenticeship at the local radio station. And then from there, move on. So that's why I'm doing drama and art, something creative. And then hopefully, if I can get this job at the local radio station, I'll then be able to move on from there. That should hopefully be my springboard into a career in entertainment.
Now, is that going to sit with the family, mainly your father?
Well, it's not one of the acceptable jobs, is it? So accountancy, pharmacy... doctor, you know, lawyer. It doesn't sit well with them. It's not an office job and a briefcase job.
So, Abid, do you need any help with your pursuits? You know, because it sounds like you're going to do a similar format to what we're doing here, podcasting.
Yeah, we've got that'd be great.
A few contacts in the industry might be able to help you out a bit there.
Well, that'd be great, yeah. I mean, you guys are in the right field anyway. This is a podcast, so you're in the right field of entertainment. And if you guys have got some contacts at radio stations, if you can put me in touch with them, then I can look at possibly maybe just shadowing them for now. And then once I'm finished my college courses, maybe I can get a part-time job there or an apprenticeship. That'd be great.
So, Abid, anyone else in the family in the entertainment business?
No, not really. I'll be the first, which I guess it's why they find it really hard. I guess they see it as embarrassing. They like the kind of jobs where you have a suit and a tie and a briefcase. It's respectable, you know. You get this, you go to university, you get a degree, and then you get this respectable job where you can go to an office with a suit and a tie. Thing is, these days, you don't even have to wear a suit and a tie. You have casual wear.
Sounds like you got no interest in getting a degree then.
Yeah.
No, I don't see. Looking at education at the moment, everybody's got a degree, but they ain't got jobs. So I don't see high prospects there. And I'm not motivated by academics either.
But the rest of your siblings, are they all got degrees or?
Yeah, they all did what father wanted them to. And not all of them are happy in the jobs that they've got. You know, they wake up in the morning hating going out. They don't even like the job that they're in, but they do it because it's respectable.
Too late to get out now. They're probably stuck in a routine, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're stuck into that routine, but the thing is, if they change jobs, my father will come down hard on him. You're being shameful. You're disrespecting the family. You know, our nose is going to be cut off.
And you don't see it that way. I bet I take it.
No, I don't. I've seen that you work and earn for yourself. If I need to provide a showpiece for people, then they need to pay my wage. If not, then I need to do what I want. It's not fair.
Well, Abid, I believe you have a set career plan, but it seems like your father has a plan of his own as well. Are you getting you married in a couple of years? How will that fit into place?
Well, yeah, with any Asian father, they either try to live their life through their child or they plan out their child's life from start to death. So, yeah, his plans don't fit in with mine. Like I said to you guys, I want to move into entertainment. I want to start that off by maybe joining a radio station, shadow someone, maybe do some apprenticeship work. And that's going to be the next couple of years, at least a few years. But yeah, my father's apparently keeps on telling me he's got me signed up to get married to someone back in Pakistan.
And how do you feel about that, Abid?
Well, it doesn't fit in with what I want to do. You know, I've thought about what I want to do, but the thing is, it doesn't fit in with what I've read. Like I said, in this country, you're asked to ask questions. You need to understand, be knowledgeable, and what he's doing doesn't actually work through the religious point of view either.
Right. So Abid, you just said your dad's picked someone for you. Are you opposed to that potential for a marriage?
No, I'm not opposed, but I need to have a say in it. I don't have a say. I wasn't asked if I want to. I was told I will have to. There's a big difference. And this person, I don't know who they are. I've not met them. I've not spoken to them. How do I know I'm going to get on with them? This is supposed to be a companion for life. Will I be able to talk to them? So, no, I'm not opposed, but I need to have a say in it.
Have you spoken to your father or your mother, for that matter, like your parents? And what did they say about it?
Well, what I've said to them is, I'll see, I'll speak to her, and then I'll give you my decision.
Fair enough.
I think it'll be a good time to bring his father in and we can discuss this matter with him. What do you say, Dims?
I say we'll let Abed have a little break, you know, get some refreshments, and we just speak to the father for a little while. You're out with that, Abed? You're out to go grab yourself a brew for a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so if you just head out, get one of the assistants to take him now. Yep, just waving him to come in.
So, welcome back, Mr. Abdul. How was your tea, Ja?
Oh, thank you, Putar. It's a first class,
Okay, you're welcome. Well, a couple of questions here. So, how was your upbringing? How was you raised? How long?
Upbringing was a first class, Putar.
Okay. Can you elaborate? Can you give us a bit more information? You know, how long were you here in this country for?
I came as a very young boy, maybe 7-8,
okay,
like this. Father was a teacher in Pakistan, and yes, mother was also teacher.
Okay.
The entrepreneur. I started my business.
Yes, you mentioned that your mill business.
Yes, father teacher in Pakistan. He come here. Is not English good to get teaching job. He start a mill, and then I take the mill and make it bigger.
Okay.
MashaAllah, so big. Very big, Putar. No, you don't know.
So it sounds like a family business, yes?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Well, obviously, you know, it seems like you do have a mindset of getting Abid married off. Is that correct?
Inshallah, Putar, inshallah.
Okay.
You make dua.
Will do. Regarding the situation, did you marry who your father wanted to marry to as well? Is that correct? Or did you have a choice of your own? Or was it a love marriage or arranged marriage?
No, I love my wife. Well, yes, father said, good girl, marry in the village. Okay, no problem.
So he picked your wife for you, is that correct?
No pick, Putar, is okay. It's family, is okay, no problem.
So you didn't have a choice of your own?
Choice, Putar, you must listen to parent. My parent always want the best for me, like I want for my children. Mm-hmm. And I listen to my father. And yes, I get married in the village. And I have, mashallah, I have six kids and all happy, yes, and no problem.
Yes.
So, Mr. Abdul, how long have you been married for?
Well, Putar, I came to country very young and I went to school a few years. I think maybe 15, 16 year old. I go with my father and mother back to Pakistan and I get married. Just like Abid's age, yeah, 15, 16, I think I got married, yes.
So, Mr. Abdul, are you happy in your marriage?
Oh, yes, Putar, first class. I am very happy, very happy.
And what about your wife? You think is she happy?
Of course, she married me, very happy.
Mr. Abdul, what did you want it to be when you were younger? Did you always want it to be a mill owner, mill worker, or did you have other dreams?
When I was young, I wanted to be officer. in the Pakistani army. But your father bringing me here. I'm very poor. So I do work a factory, younger. And now, alhamdulillah, the mill, I own the mill. So I'm happy. I very struggle, you know, very, very struggle. You know I did. You kids, you're too easy today. Very easy. You know no hard work.
Did your father wanted you to go to university?
But the father, yes, he'd be happy if I go university. But I get married 15, 16. Have my first child 18. And have a kid to feed, you know, hard work. So I had to work, you know, work hard.
Yes.
So, Mr. Abdul, do you like being a mill owner or even working in the mill?
Well, Putter, working in the mill is very, very difficult, very hard. And when I was younger, I had no choice. But I like. It's good. It's very good. It pays for the house, the wife, the kids. The kid has a kid. All the weddings. So yeah, it's okay. It's a good job. It's good. I'm happy.
So if you had a choice, would you prefer living, should we say, you know, I think it was Pakistan you're from, yes?
Yes, in Pakistan.
Okay, would you prefer living in Pakistan or do you prefer living here?
It's okay here, it's great in Pakistan, but my family is here, so I am here.
And I think we'll leave it to this final question. Why don't you want Abid to become an entertainer?
Why are you trying to make my son into a bastard and do this fazool thing? You know it's guna to be do this acting schmacting. Oh, is it? Really? Well, I wasn't aware of that, Mr. Abdul. But you saw.
No, neither was I. Obviously, I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm not sure about that, to be honest, but I think it's time we go and check on Abid and see if he's ready to come back in. Do you want to go and grab him, Sol?
Yeah, no problem. Just give me a few secs.
Just tell the assistant there, wave him in.
Okay.
We're ready.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, right, Abid. Abid, enjoy your break.
Yeah, that was good.
So, been speaking to your father in your absence.
I bet that was interesting.
Actually, it was.
So, Abid, I've been talking to your father here. Our last question was that I believe that the entertainment business you're getting into, he thinks is sinful.
Well, it's not just entertainment, is it? It's entertainment is what I call it, but I guess another term is broadcasting. So, is being a news anchor sinful? Is presenting religion on TV sinful?
I don't believe it is. I'm not sure about you, Saul.
No, same here. I don't think it is.
And that's my point of view. Basically, it's the issue they have is from a cultural point of view.
Not culture, Putter. It's not a proper real job.
So there you go. There's nothing wrong with it religiously then. It's just that you don't see it as a proper job, which is a cultural viewpoint. And what you're doing is you're using the religion to uphold the culture, and that's sinful.
It's no respect. No big respect. You be a doctor, you be a lawyer, you get a lot of respect. I want my son to have a good education and be respected.
So you want me to get a good education and be respected, but you don't care if I'm happy?
Putter, I'm your father. I know best, okay? You be happy.
Yeah, you keep on telling me that you know best, but do you know what's best for me when I'm telling you? I'm telling you it's not, but you're telling me it is.
So, Mr. Abdul, I don't think Abid's trying to disrespect you in any way, shape or form. I think he's trying to explain to you that he has no interest in the academic side. So even if he tried going that route, he wouldn't be that successful. I think his passion lies in, like you said, broadcasting and things of that nature. Media is very big today, Mr. Abdul. I don't think any respect in this, you know? No respect. No, I don't think so. Media, okay. Media.
So if Abid brought some income, i.e. money in, doing this media aspect, would you still respect him after?
Most people don't make money in this industry, Putar. And anyway, he don't have time. He's going to get married. And it just take a long time, and it's not for him.
Unfortunately, Mr. Abdul, I disagree with you here. There is a lot of young folks, should we say, making a lot of money.
And again, I'm not in it for the money. If I'm going to do a job, I want to at least be happy in it. Remember, yes. this is for life.
I want my son to be happy. I want him really happy.
So I'm
this is
you,
why I want him to marry a good girl from the Pakistan.
And become an accountant, but you don't want to ask me what's going to make me happy.
Putar, you don't want to work a mill. I said, okay, no problem. You don't want to do accounting. I said, no problem. You don't want to do doctor. I said, no problem. Every time you tell me no, 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 no. What is this? I'm your father. You should respect me.
You're trying to plan my life like as if it's a recipe, but it's not. I need to be able to make my own choices. They're going to be my choices, my faults, my mistakes.
But then I am your father. I don't want you to make the mistake. This is why I know best for you, okay?
I've heard that so many times. I've already made the mistakes. I'll make the right decisions for you.
Is it true? Is it the truth?
Yeah, well, I can see that in my brothers and sisters. They're very happy.
Yeah, Mr. Abdul, from speaking to Abid earlier on, in the same token, I don't think he's saying no to your marriage proposals. He just wants to have a say in who you choose for him. That's all.
Thanks for that, Dims. Yeah, that's all I'm looking for. A say in what's going to happen.
But then you can choose. I tell you, you can marry the Shinaza, or you can marry the Nazia, or you can marry the Fatima, or you can marry the other cousin, Kauna Hiraksana. This is all good for you. You choose. It's okay.
And what if I find someone?
What are you going to find? You play computer, you're going to find some verse. You don't know. I know best. I find some decent girl, look after you, is a cooking you, is a cleaning you, is make you happy, okay?
I already know how to cook, clean, iron. I don't need a slave. I'm looking for a partner.
You're going to get the Western, the modern girl out telling you, no, I don't do nothing. You make your own tea. You do this, you do that. Are you going to be like a little weasel doing what the woman is telling you?
And what's wrong with making your own tea?
Okay, I make tea sometimes. Okay, no problem. But cooking, you're going to cook? You're the master chef, bastard?
Uncle Abdul, to be honest with you, I think there's plenty of availability now. There's cookbooks, online aspects. You can also order out. So
Uber Eats. We did an episode on that, didn't we? Yeah,
yeah, most definitely.
All sorts, yeah. Food 1 minute recipes. All sorts.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's, with all due respect, Uncle Abdul, I don't think that's a huge factor cooking nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is when you can't make a piece of toast, Dad.
Bastard, I am very busy. I have 6 children. You have no responsibility. You do the computer all the time. You're not... This bastard wants to play computer all the time. He doesn't want to study. This is why he don't want to be doctor. He very intelligent. I'm telling you, very, very intelligent. He like father, very intelligent. But he doesn't want to do the hard work.
It's got nothing to do with hard work. It's about interest and being happy.
Why you not happy? Huh? Why you not happy? What do you have? You have 10 kids? You have 10 mortgage? You have 10 business? You are you not happy? You have an easy life.
You're not happy.
I am very happy. I am happy all the time.
Are you? Why is every other word that comes out of your mouth a expletive?
I don't know what you're talking. Yeah, uncle, I think he's referring to the explicit language.
The B word that you constantly use. It is
okay, okay. This is bad. I do. When I was 16, I do bad smoking. This is it, and I stop. And now I do the bastard. I know this is wrong. I know I swearing, I calling him bastard, and I swearing myself a bastard. But I don't care, bastard. You still a bastard.
Thanks, Dad.
Mr. Abdul, you speak about respect a lot, you know, and you are using profanities on your son. Are you swearing words? So. I think that's where he has an issue. Well, bastard, I told you I have this problem of the swearing. But I respect my father so much. So I listen good everything he's telling me I'm doing. This bastard, every time, no, is making me angry. And then I call him the bastard. Imran, I don't call him the bastard. He's a good son. He's my good son sometime, but most time he's the bastard.
Well, that's the thing that you've got wrong. In Islam, it says have respect. Not obedience, respect.
Bastard, I read the Islam and the Quran 3 times. Okay, I know this. I teach you this.
No, you're trying to teach me obedience, not respect. I respect you, but I don't have to obey you.
In the Quran, it is saying to respect the mother, father, and to listen to mother, father. Okay?
Yeah, respect them, not the listen bit. That's your culture. Well, I've read it with translation, and it talks about respect, not obedience.
To be honest, Uncle Abdul, I usually indicate a person when he gets married. The vows are usually said by the bride and the groom and not the father, mother, and so on.
Of course, Putter, I am old now. I'm not looking to get married. This Abid will be doing the vows, not me. I'm not stupid, you know.
Which means I must be happy with that decision?
Bastard, why are you not happy? Tell me, huh? Why are you not happy? You have someone better? You think you know more than me?
No, at least let me go meet and talk to these people before you ask me to marry them, and then
You want to be like the Western, the Gora show? You want to do dating, shitting, huh? This is what you want?
That's not what I said. I said I want to speak to them before we get together.
So this is a lifelong commitment, Uncle Abdul. So at least let your son start off on the right foot and make him at least have a decision of his own.
Yeah, I'm not sure Islamically if it's encouraged, but I'm pretty sure it's allowed that you're able to speak to the person you're going to marry under the folds of Islam, obviously.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support there.
You youngsters know nothing. I will speak to my imam, okay? I know what I'm doing. I'm doing the best thing for Abid and his future. He little boy, he don't know. He only 16. He don't know. And you should not encourage him to be the disobedient. You should be telling him to listen to the elder and the parent, okay?
So, Mr. Abdul, it looks like we're not going any going anywhere or going any further on this.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting anywhere with this. So I think we should start wrapping up here, Sol. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should start coming to an end here, yeah.
It's okay, but I have an appointment anyway, so I need to be going. Okay, Abid, I go get the car. You be quick, bastard. Don't take too long, okay?
All right, I'm just going to the toilet.
One sec, Abid. Can you just take a seat? We'll just have to have a...
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Mr. Abdul. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Abid will be out in a sec for you.
All right, guys, what's up?
Right, fella, so speaking to your father, it looks like he's very stuck in his ways and you're not going to get anywhere with him. But we just want you to know that there is help out there. There's charities set up. So if you feel like, you know, you've been forced into a marriage that you don't want, you're being abused, even mentally, there is help out there for you.
So. Yeah, well, it's really hard, you know, when they talk to you, they make you feel like you're being disrespectful, as if you're not worth anything, as, you know, I value the upbringing, but now they're saying that I've thrown that all away.
Right, mate. Well, you haven't. And I think that's called emotional blackmail. I'm sure you love your parents and you do care for them and you do want to please them, but the things that they're trying to force you to do, and the key word is force, you know, that's, I don't think that's on. As I said, I'm not a professional, but there are definitely charities out there that are there to help people in your situation. But don't feel bad. Sol, do you think he said anything wrong? I don't think I've been saying anything wrong.
No, I don't personally think he did anything wrong or said anything wrong.
Yeah, it's just the way that it's just the way they act, you know, telling me I'm being disrespectful or I'm bringing dishonor on the family, or, you know, they've looked after me all my life and now I'm being disobedient.
Abid, mate, let me tell you, I've seen some kids out there that are really disrespectful. I don't see you being disrespectful to him at all in the short time you've been here. I think you're actually quite a good lad and you've got a promising future ahead of you. And if you need any help with the broadcasting stuff, we'll be more than happy to help you out.
That'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, we're glad that you came to the show, actually. And if any other listeners are in a similar predicament, that goes for them. There's definitely charity set up to help, and I think the key here is talk. Abid, if you've got anyone older, I don't know how tight, how close you are with your siblings, you got
any other family members outside your own
aunties, uncles, or yeah, like Sol said, even outside the family. Just the key is you need to talk, you need to speak to someone before you make any rash decisions, because the decisions you make now are going to affect you for the rest of your life. And you don't want to do something that you may regret maybe 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the line.
Yeah, yeah, which is what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking short term, but I know my father's thinking long term as well, but he's most likely looking at just trying to keep honour among the families.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to what we discussed in our previous episode about first gen. They kind of, unfortunately, stuck in a time warp. Things have changed rapidly. It's just their way of thinking, unfortunately, hasn't changed. Bottom line, you're not wrong here, mate. You're not wrong at all.
I think I've heard some of the family members say, you know, if he doesn't get married, then we won't talk to yous. You know, we'll split yous up from the family. Yous aren't worth anything to us.
Well, you are worth something. God put you on this planet for a reason.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. And yeah, whatever support information you can give us, that'll be great.
Best advice I can give you, Abid, is don't suffer in silence. Speak to someone. There's most definitely help available everywhere.
Yeah, Abid, thanks for coming on our show, mate. I think you better get going before your father comes up here again. Don't want to keep him waiting, but like Sol said, just don't suffer in silence, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dims. Thanks, Sol.
You're welcome.
Right, so make sure he gets the information that he needs. And for the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in, and we hope to see you next week for another great episode. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you in the table next week. Bye-bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.